This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We never do this. I want to say that out front, but this it feels a little different. Okay. We got a complaint letter.
which, to the show?
Yeah, to the show.
Oh.
Did you to someone else?
Was it about our show or about those other Yahoos?
It was about our show. Mm. And so I have it here, and I think we should read it. And see. I think this one feels a little different.
Dude, I don't like this kind of stuff.
I am a little nervous, but I'm also excited.
Wait, you don't know about it? How did he get it and we didn't get it?
He kept it a secret.
We get complaints all the time.
We do.
You're all shocked.
Yeah. Where? I mean, so here's the thing we've realized.
Everywhere. In the street.
When I'm in public, I can't get
it. Are you that A-hole? It's like, yep. You know, the firefighter calendar thing?
Yeah.
By the way, it happened like a week ago.
It did.
Yeah.
It was great.
Do you know how we used to be judges for that thing?
I remember.
And you know how we're not anymore?
It's
Do you know why we're not anymore?
I have no idea.
Because we have no way of accessing our email. So if in the last 5 years you've tried to email and I don't want to say our email address.
Oh, that's right.
We have no way
of
getting
it. Well, you can say it because we can't get to it.
Right, but I don't want people to just be like, hey, a-holes. Yeah. But like, so they've been asking us to be a part of it for the last few years. And they think we're complete D's.
We are.
We love you guys. Parente still hosted, I think,
yeah,
right?
He did.
We just can't reply.
We don't know. So Aaron just reached out and was like, hey, we were just wondering, did we make you guys mad or whatever? And like, we've been sending emails
for a while.
Yeah.
No.
So I guess what I'm asking is, where would somebody complain to our show?
Yeah.
There's probably a billion complaints in there in the Slacker and Steve.
Oh, email. Yeah. Well, yeah, good thing we can't access it.
Yeah, why don't you guys complain over there? Slack and Steve at alice1059.com. Okay.
All right, so the complaint letter, it's Yai.
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 That's good, though. Yeah.
I'm writing to you as a longtime listener and big fan of your show. It pains me to do this, but I need to make a formal complaint. The other day, when my wife was listening to the show with my 3-year-old son, Leo, Slacker said something very inappropriate.
I knew it.
He was saying, hold on.
I thought it was going to be me.
Because you did a thing.
Yeah, I know. And
I stopped you from doing the thing. Whew. She started to do a thing. I don't know if you remember the thing she was starting to do, but it was like, stop doing the thing.
Yeah. And she didn't do the thing.
No, she did do the thing.
I did.
And I covered the thing.
That's right.
But she did that. Nobody complains about me. You're making this up.
No.
You are making this up.
Okay. I thought it would be you two for sure that they would complain.
If anybody's going to get a complaint on this show, we got to get asked. Can we get Andre in here, the IT guy?
I don't know that we haven't even gotten to the complaint yet. You're already defensive.
Now that it's about me, I don't think we need to finish it.
Wait.
I think if it was about anyone else in the room, we should definitely do it.
Well, maybe there's more to it. Okay.
Should we have people vote? Right. Maybe we take a break and people vote whether or not they want to hear the rest of this. Because I think, by and large, the listeners of Slacker and Steve do not want to hear a complaint about me.
Yep, that is true.
Slacker said something very inappropriate.
Stop it!
He was saying it to Steve, but he might as well have been speaking to the devil himself.
Oh my
gosh. He used the term booty call. And when he did, my son's ears perked up. Booty, Leo instantly repeated as he laughed uncontrollably.
Excuse me.
Wait, this is from your wife.
No.
Oh.
Is it from you?
No. Some other 3-year-old named Leo.
Hold on a second.
What?
This is from.
Hold on.
Can I read it, please? Can I get to the complaint?
Complaint?
It's from your parents.
You hold on. Let me get to the complaint.
No.
What are you doing right now?
I'm reading the complaint.
Please tell me this ends with I am formally tendering my resignation.
No.
Because if this is from you, I'm coming over the table.
Booty, Leo instantly repeted as he laughed uncontrollably. My wife tried to play it off and let it pass, but Leo wouldn't drop it. Booty call, he repeated, laughing even louder. Why couldn't he have repeated boom like Steve or apparently like Aaron? What does booty call mean? Leo asked through the laughter.
Oh my God.
Is that like a butt talking on the phone? Now Leo won't stop saying booty call, and it's all Slacker's fault. What would draw you to say something so inappropriate?
Huh.
Don't you know that kids are listening?
Yeah.
I've come to expect that kind of filth from the morning show, but not Slacker and Steve.
Oh, my God. Sincerely, finish it.
Oh, no. There's lots more.
Oh.
By the way, this complaint is in no way aimed at T-Hack and Aaron. They're doing a great job, and they're easily my favorite part of the show.
Oh, my.
They're both too smart and, frankly, good-looking to say something so crass because they know kids
booty,
are listening.
Booty, booty, booty. Keep going.
Maybe Slacker could take some notes from them. If my son Leo doesn't stop saying booty call soon, I will have to escalate this complaint to the FCC. Odyssey should be embarrassed as a company.
Wow.
And Alice should reconsider the type of programming they platform. Lastly, I can't say enough about how big of a fan of T-Hack I am. Great smile, great hair. It's a total package. I actually wouldn't mind calling him for a booty call myself. Okay. Slacker should be ashamed of himself. Signed, oh, anonymous listener in Parker, Colorado.
Anonymous.
So, wow.
All right, booger face.
Heavy stuff, I think.
Can we fire him?
Buddy, you knew
I didn't even do anything except you should be fired.
Wait.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.